It's the Blood Canvas.
You know, so we live in an era where all these athletes say that they don't look on social media, they don't care what's on the news, but they do.
Pro-black being, you know, just us celebrating us, you know, us being able to, you know, to survive in, you know, such a meager time.
With DCST.
I'm telling you, the reason why the gossip industry, why people love gossip, it goes back to our own insecurities. We love to see the rise and the fall of human beings.
This is a little saying that I like to say, and it's as simple as smart people don't make the same dumb mistake more than once.
Nobody wants to stand up for what's right. Nobody wants to be on the right side of history. They just want to go along for the ride. They literally want to just be a molecule that just floats in a straight line and just doesn't bump anybody or cause any change. You do not want that whatsoever, man.
Yeah, most people don't really care about your teeth, but you kill a dog or two, I don't know, or rape somebody, then yeah. But, you know, cheating though, yeah, nobody really cares.
She let me doo-doo in her mouth.
Yeah, I'm about to say that, but I didn't want to go there. You think it's fun to like, huh? You know what I'm saying? She let me do a Cleveland Steamer, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She said we can do it next week. Niggas, you better stand.
Oh, get your ass out the league.
Okay, Nelson, I'ma get it, man.
And now, ECST.
All I know is I done been down this road before. It ain't the first time, won't be the last. Gotta slow down cause I'm living too fast. Time to admit I need some help. Living with my mama
can't feed myself. Life ain't about who's straight, who real, who fake, or who gay. It's about who pray. Well, ST.
What's going on, EC? How you feeling, man?
I'm living life grand, man. But dude, I was singing this song at the gym, man. I forgot what's the name of that group.
Field Mom.
Yeah, Field Mom. Yeah, man. I want what them niggas doing now, man.
Flipping burgers at Burger Palace.
Yeah, man. It was two like bald headed black dudes that, you know, if they didn't make it in rap, man, that was it.
Yeah.
Sorry, brothers, if y'all listen to the show. You know what I'm saying? We keep it 100 on this bitch. Yeah. But, man, what's up with you, ST?
Man, nothing, man. Just, you know, feeling good. You know, I had a pretty nice week, decent weekend. You know, went out of town with the wife, you know.
Okay.
Back and everything. So, yeah, no, you know. But that's, you know, probably the reason for this, you know, this late episode. But, hey, y'all get it when y'all get it. You know, so sorry about that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, it was funny, man, because during the week, like Monday and Tuesday, I was like, man, we already broke our promise of having a show every week. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, ST came through in the clutch. You know what I'm saying? So we getting this shit done. Y'all might get it tomorrow, but you might get it tonight. You never know. But, yeah, man. Yeah, the week's been fine, man. Yeah, man, let me get on this fuck shit right now. Yeah. Y'all listen to this shit, man. I'm tired. This is what's wrong with us now. You know what I mean? Us, I mean black people. Like, last week, we were talking about the H&M and how they were pretty much had to put a blatant ad out saying a little black kid was the coolest monkey in town. Yep. And they would come find out the mama's a fucking coon because she just like, stop crying wolf all the time. You know, with everything is that racist. I was like, bitch, you need a fucking check, you fucking bitch. So, yeah. But the thing that pisses me off was, man, when I was going to work out in my LA Fitness, man, all I saw were black people walking around with bags full of H&M clothes.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, that's why they don't respect us now, and they can get away with that fuck shit now, because we don't give a fuck about our own people. We don't care how we're treated. We just want to look good, and we want to goddamn
slide.
Yeah, let everything slide, and maybe I won't get stopped by the cops and get shot. Maybe I'll be the lucky Negro that don't get killed. Like, dude, when are we going to stand up for ourselves, man?
Yeah.
And that shit was on like Martin Luther King Day, man. It was, nigga, I was going to the gym on Martin Luther King Day to get swole Guess what? Yeah. I have a dream. And I saw niggas just walking around with nothing but just H&M bags, dude. And I was just like, come on, sister. I want to yank one out of that bitch hand and be like, bitch, take this shit back.
Yeah, it's Martin Luther King Day.
Hell yeah. At least probably people in Africa are standing up for something. They have pride. Like, yeah. Like
I mean, that's why they hate us, though.
Yeah, that's why. Seven stories, they destroyed like seven stores. And so H&M had to shut down in South Africa, period. And now, to kind of, you know, save up for the backlash, H&M has hired a new director of marketing. You know, just a bullshit. It just shifts somebody from one spot to another. Man, yeah. I never believe in that bullshit anyway, man. Like, man, speak with your dollars, man. Y'all speaking with your dollars, y'all saying it's okay to put niggas in muggy shit. Next thing they're gonna have some white people in blackface talking about, I sure do love this fried chicken and watermelon. He'd be like, man, I'm gonna get that shirt because I sure do love fried chicken and watermelon.
I mean, they've been doing that already. There was a basketball team located. I forgot where they were located, but yeah, they had like, you know, racially insensitive names on the back of their jerseys, like, you know, Negro and Coon, like, you know, just like stupid stuff. And, you know, we don't, you know, we always look at it, you know, and, you know, we take it with a grain of salt. And I don't know why, man. Like, that's one of the one things that I can't understand, like, why we don't, you know, why we aren't so, why we're so lenient for, you know, things like that. Why do we allow people to get away with stuff like that? That's just ridiculous. I don't understand it.
You know why, man. We don't care. We're looking for white acceptance.
We don't have a sense of pride anymore.
We don't, dude. And I hate to start a show off like this, man, but, you know, motherfuckers got to learn, man. Motherfuckers got to learn, dude. That you just can't let people shit and piss on your face. And then you're going to just, like, take it and be, like, bathed in the shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You must have had some steel oats this morning. I see it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, what you eating? Asparagus? I can smell it in your urine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, corn. Look at it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? What else you want to give me? What else you want to give me, daddy? Like, shit.
Yeah.
What we got to do? Like, people got to do... White Americans literally have to, like, come up into your house and, like, ice, like, 100,000 black people for you to be like, we got a problem here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to take something like that for them to want to take, people want to take action and be socially conscious.
Yeah.
Or just if you show it that you're socially conscious, I guess you're scared that you might not get hired to a company, or you might offend your white, Hispanic or Asian friends in some way. I won't give a fuck.
It's almost a shame that, you know, that our people, you know, getting killed in the middle of the street by the police isn't enough. It's pretty much like, you know, what else do they have to do, man?
It worked for a little while.
Yeah.
We marched for like maybe 2 weeks, and then we was like, you know, let's go back to doing what we're doing.
Yeah, I was about to say, niggas went right back to shaking their ass.
Yeah, nigga shit.
Yeah.
Right by the nigga shit, so, man.
Yeah.
Man. I just want to put that out there, dude. That shit just pissed me off. Yeah, we gotta get together. We gotta get together, man. Yeah. And I hate to say this stuff, and I hate when people say stuff about the year, but it's 2018, and this shit gotta stop, man. And we're gonna be saying shit, man. It's 2019, man. This shit gotta stop.
It's 2022, nigga.
Hell yeah, nigga. It's the year 3000, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Saying that shit in fucking jail. Nigga, it's the year 4000, man. The whole still here. We still here.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, fuck that, man. Let's go get on the football games, man. So what you
yeah.
Dog, I was surprised and I was happy as fuck when the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Steelers, dude.
Yeah. I mean I was surprised, but I wasn't surprised because the Steelers have been kind of disintegrating for at least the past couple months. So, you know, it's just, you know, Big Ben, it's tired of Ty Haley. Ty Haley's finally out of there.
Yep. I think that's going to be a big mistake, man.
Yeah, it's a huge mistake. It might be if they can get somebody in there who's willing to continue to, you know, go down the field. But I think the only thing is, it would be all right if Big Ben wasn't such a big bitch. I think the problem is, you know, he don't like being berated by his coaches.
Yeah, he think he's paid his dues, but
yeah,
nah, man, you'd never.
Yeah, like never, Tom Brady, yeah. Andrew Luck, you know, they both say, hey, if I ain't doing right, you know, light into me.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, and they're also talking about saying that Mike Tomlin couldn't be on his way out.
That's the dumbest shit I ever fucking heard, and I hope it happens. I hope it happens so the niggas start losing. I hope they do fire him, dude. That's the best coach. It's one of the best coaches in the NFL, man. You gonna let the nigga go? You fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But I hope they do it for the Ravens' sake. Shit.
Yeah,
because he beat our ass at least. Like, we either split or we go 0-2 every year against the Steelers, man. Oh, shit. I hope they are dumb enough to fire him, man. Please. Yeah. Man, shit. I'd be happy as hell. And, like, because all he's going to do is get hired. Like, one of those coaching jobs that's open right now, and they got a verbal agreement with, like, let's see, one of them is like, Pat Shurmur has, like, a verbal agreement with the Giants. They'll be like, oh, Pat. Yep. Pat, we're sorry. We're gonna go ahead and go with Mike. So you know, go ahead and you know, go back to Minnesota. Cause that was gonna fucking happen, man.
Yeah.
I'll take Mike Tomlin over anybody that has a verbal agreement right now. I'll take him over Josh McDaniels. I'll take him over Mike. I definitely take him over that defensive coordinator for the Patriots.
Oh yeah, what's his name? Matt Patricia. Like that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Because what D coordinators come from the Patriots have done anything? None of them have done shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's not a good look for them.
No, it's not a good look at all, man. So I'll take Mike Tomlin in a heartbeat, man. But it's all talk, man.
Yeah.
They should have won that game, but just a better team won. And they were looking past. Yeah. They were looking, like, literally, they were looking past the Jaguars to the Patriots.
They were.
Yeah, because they were like, Mike Mitchell said, hey, I cannot wait for this rematch that we're about to have with the Patriots. And the shit got out. And then he would get mad talking about, why you got to report that? Like, nigga, you said it. So that's your fault. So that's
Yeah, it was widely known that they kept, you know, that they were looking straight ahead instead of, you know, they were looking right past the Jaguars, not giving them any kind of, you know, respect at all. And everybody in football knows that that's not what you're supposed to, like, that's not a thing to do. Like, you never do that. You never show your, you know, current opponent that kind of disrespect.
It's like shit in the fucking wind, dude.
Yeah.
That's dumb as shit, dude. You don't do that against a test squad. Anybody, like, keeping it real, man, anybody in the divisional round didn't get there by happenstance, man. They're there for a reason. Even if it is the Jaguars, like, because I know they have a stigmatism of being garbage, but they're pretty much just getting rid of that label this season alone, man.
Overnight, yeah.
Yeah, man. But what you think about Jalen Ramsey guaranteeing a Super Bowl, a trip to Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, I like it. I think Jalen... I think he's setting himself to get his heart broken, though. Because I don't know. Like, they have the moxie, dude. They have the moxie. I think if they can just come out and just perform like they have been doing thus far, man, they can actually put an end to, you know, the Bill Belichick, Tom Brady regime. Because, you know, I honestly feel like after this season, Bill Belichick is going to, you know, teach his coordinators, you know, how to get a job, and he going to be done at the next season. So, I don't know.
If you're Tom Brady, do you stay?
I mean, knowing Tom and knowing how close he is with Robert Kraft, he going to stay. Because Tom wants to, you know, prove that he can do it without Bill Belichick. And Bill Belichick wants to prove that he can do it without Tom. And that's basically what this whole, you know, trading Jimmy Garoppolo and Jacoby Brissett was all about. Because, you know, Bill Belichick pretty much, he said, look, this is the future. Like, we ready to go. Like, you know, I'm getting ready to cut Tom. And, you know, Kraft was like, no, we ain't finna do that. Like, you know, I let you do that for so long, 15 years.
Yeah, no.
I can't let you do it this time. So, you know, Belichick was like, all right, well, I'm going to get rid of everybody, and we're going to see what's what. So, I don't know. I think I think the Jaguars have a chance to do it. The only thing is they have to get to Tom Brady. They have to get.
They got the line to do it though.
Yeah, they do. But that's the thing. Like, they can't just get to him and let him still get the pass off. They have to sack him multiple times.
But I think they really have a good shot because look who's in the front office and that's the only coach that's like really besides my coach has beaten the Patriots in the playoffs when they got there multiple times. That's Tom Coughlin. So Tom Coughlin gonna come down and he gonna literally come down, walk past Blake Bortles, walk past Jalen Ramsey, and go into the defensive lineman room and be like, hey, niggers, I'm sorry, but this is extremely crucial, so forgive me. Y'all niggers don't get to him, we ain't winning. And then he just walks out. And then you know that they would be like, yeah! They wouldn't even be like, what the motherfucker just say to me? They'll just be like, you know what? You know what I'm saying? He has a point. Yeah! Us niggers got to get the Tom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, but that's real life, though. They have to get to him, because if they don't, it's a wrap.
Because all you got to do to beat Tom, man, and like we said before, the Giants had a formula. All you got to do is rush for four. And if the four can get there alone without rushing, and there's coverage on the back end, you fuck Tom Brady up, man.
Yeah,
that's any quarterback really though.
Yeah, but Tom for real though, because like you know he always seems to find a way to escape, you know, like at that last minute. So you know that I mean even if the defensive line has to get like some last minute shots on him without being kicked out. Like if they could just let them know that they there, I think they can win the game.
Oh yeah, but yeah, man. We got exclusive live, you know, audio of Jalen Ramsey, you know, saying that they're gonna win a Super Bowl, and here it is. And we gonna win a Super Bowl, y'all, and we gonna do it tonight. So come to my room, like Jalen, what you talking about? Oh man, my bad. We going to Super Bowl, y'all. Hey, y'all tell me that dude ain't suspect, man. Y'all hit us up on Blake Kevins at ECST on Twitter. Tell me he ain't suspect. Just go to YouTube, type in Jalen Ramsey is gay, and you're gonna get a 4-minute video of him shashing around and him doing interviews. And he's like, there's no defense to it, man. And somebody held a gun to my head, like, man, is he gay? He straight? Like, gay. And they're like, are you good, nigga? They like putting a safety back on the gun. They put a safety back on. And it's like, yeah, you can go and walk out. Then, you know, one of his boys come in like, man, nigga ain't gay. Yeah! Oh, man. They had like an all-gay squad. That nigga be first team, my nigga.
Wow.
But, you know what I'm saying? That don't stop him from being a good baller, though.
It don't.
No, it don't stop him from being a good baller. But ain't no point in hiding, man. Because I remember one time, because that shit had a video on NFL Network of him walking into the building. And he was shasheying, and all of a sudden he tried to like fix it. And I was like, when I saw, I was like, it's too late, nigga. It's too late. It's too late. I was like, nah, nigga, it's too late, man.
Yeah,
it's too late. But
that's funny,
man. Keeping it real, man. Being honest, whoever makes it to the Super Bowl this year is gonna be garbage. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because of the quarterback play that we have. It's all backups, including Blake Bortles, except for Tom Brady. So, if the Patriots make it to the Super Bowl, I'm not watching because the Patriots are going to win. I'm not going to watch that motherfucker get his 6th ring. I'm not watching that shit, man. I can't do it. And then if I'm a Patriots fan, I'm going to be spoiled knowing that after he leaves, we're going to go through almost a decade of mediocrity, man. Because when you're that great for that long, and you have to make a transition like that, the turnover rate, the talent pool is going to be just cut the fuck off. Because, keeping it real, man, with the Patriots, it's all about the coaching, man. Because they be getting niggas off the street to play for them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, another interesting stat that I heard on NFL Live, they say they have the most college graduates on their team.
The Patriots?
Yes. That's saying something, man. Because the motherfuckers just know. I guess they'll just know how to be more of a squad. And I guess being a college graduate makes you smarter. I would debate that. But I guess it helps with your critical thinking skills, because being like, literally, if you're a Patriot, you have to have critical thinking skills. Look at Chad Johnson. He never got on the field. Because he wanted a critical thinker, man, and he just couldn't learn the playbook. That motherfucker was signed and didn't play the whole year.
Yeah, except for like a couple snaps.
A couple of snaps, dude. I think like 11 snaps. So that motherfucker was running his own routes in Cincinnati, man. Just point blank, period. But I don't care if it's Patriots. I don't care if it's Patriots Eagles. I don't care if it's Patriots Vikings. I don't care if it's, man, my bad. Patriots, if it's Jaguar Eagles, Jaguar Vikings. I don't really care. I'm probably not going to watch Super Bowl, man. It's garbage this year. Because of the quarterback play, man. Because, like, if it wasn't for that spectacular play by, what's it, first name?
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, by Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
At least we could have had Brady, like Brady versus Breeze. You know what I'm saying? So if it can't, because the reason I bring up the quarterbacks and everybody talking, you know, I know people listening, like, man, why do you care so much about the quarterback play, man? But because think about this. If you're the Eagles and you're down by 7, you got 2 minutes left, and you got Nick Foles trotting onto the field, knees buckling and dick shrinking because of the moment. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to be ready for it, man. I could already be like, he's going to throw a pick six, game over.
I don't know, though. Foles has been playoff tested. It's just the thing is, we attribute his, his downfall to Jeff Fisher. And that's not fair, because you got to remember when he was with the Eagles the first time, and he was balling. And, you know, even though it was with, what's his face? The coach.
Shit. Chad Kelly.
Not
Chad Kelly, but some Kelly. Chip Kelly. There we go. Chip? Yeah, it's Chip. Yeah, my bad, y'all. Chad Kelly. Fuck. Yeah, Chip Kelly.
But, yeah, you know, we attribute his downfall to, you know, Jeff Fisher and the Rams.
Yeah.
So, like, that's not really fair. So, you know,
shit, you want him? Would you take Nick Foles right now for your team?
Over quite a few quarterbacks.
Holy shit, dog. I want to take him over. All right, here we go. Tyrod Taylor or Nick Foles?
Nick Foles.
Holy shit, I'll take Tyrod.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll take Tyrod over Nick Foles. Hell yeah, man.
I mean, Tyrod.
This nigga get out of the pocket. You know, T-Mobile, nigga. T-Mobile. You stupid.
But, I mean, Tyrod, though, I don't know. It's like, if he would actually read the defense, man, like, he look at one option and then start running.
He's another nigga quarterback. One read, he out.
Yeah.
No ST.
That's what he does, though. That's exactly what he does. He makes one read and then he gone, or he gets sacked.
It's probably all the offensive coordinator think he can handle, which is bullshit. I think he can handle more than that, but his career's over.
He's
a career backup now.
Yeah,
but you know how they don't give us any chance. You get one chance and you fuck up that chance, man, it's over.
Yeah,
yeah, man. Think about this, man. Case Keenum has jumped around. He's a starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. This motherfucker's jumped around and been cut almost over 10 times. And now he's a starting quarterback in an NFC Championship game. Name me one black quarterback that'll happen to.
Then nobody.
No, man. Once a black quarterback get like cut like maybe like 4 or 5 times, he out. He out of the league, man. He ain't getting back in the fucking league.
Nah. So my question is, I think the only way they actually retain Case is if they go to the Super Bowl and win.
They can still get rid of him because they look at Trent Dilfer, man. They got rid of his ass after we won in 2000.
That's true.
Man, we got rid of his ass, man. And then like we've been downhill since until we got Joe Flacco. Now we got to find successor to him because it's about time.
Yeah, I mean it's possible.
Yeah, we'll see. And it's gonna be fucked up if he's going through this journey, win Super Bowl, and then be like, we're gonna go ahead and go with Teddy. And then he'll be like, what the fuck? Even I'll be kind of mad. I'll be mad for him. Now, you can go with Teddy Bridgewater, and Teddy is just pretty much, we don't really know what Teddy is after the injury.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, Teddy probably needed, I could see him going to the Browns. But I don't know where he can go, man, and start, except for the Browns. And I think the Browns are probably going to take, like, Sam Darnold or something.
Yeah, they drafting Sam.
Yeah. Hey, Sam. Yeah, get ready for your career to be fucking destroyed for a good $20
million. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Come in, he start losing all his mechanics. He forget what a cover two is. Like, right when he step into the building. What's a cover two? What's a blitz pickup? Like, oh, shit. What's a single high safety? You're like, welcome to Cleveland, nigger. Yeah. You fucking forget everything. But all right, man, let's go ahead and make our Super Bowl picks, man. ST, who you got going to Super Bowl 52?
Man, I'm going to go out on a limb, dude. I'm going to say Jacksonville. And the first team to ever host the Super Bowl in their home stadium.
Uh-oh.
Minnesota Vikings.
Okay. Who won the Super Bowl?
I got to say the Vikings, dude.
That would be insane, man. That would be insane. But, yeah, that's a defense that can stop them. I'm going to go ahead and say it's going to be... Something telling me it's going to be an Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl. It's going to be Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl. And fuck nigga Brady about to get his sixth ring. And I'm going to be in the fucking corner somewhere throwing up somewhere. Like,
crying.
Hell yeah. Somebody hurt this nigga. Please. Like, man. I would retire if I got six rings.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. Oh, yeah.
Nobody's ever going to be able to beat him.
Nah, dude, I always just walk out with, like, a crown on. Like, I'm the fucking, walk out with, like, a goat. Yeah. And just be like, I'm the goat. Like, because, you know, he's been very humble up to this point. But, you know, it's going to come to a point where he just be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm the best.
Yeah, fuck. You know who I am?
Yeah, yeah. Fuck Joe Montana. Cause Joe Montana hating on him, and that's his idol. He love him, man. He's like, man,
yeah.
I don't really think he earned those Super Bowls. But he still had to go out there and play, man. Fuck all this Spygate, Deflategate, Colgate. You know, all this other bullshit. You know what I'm saying? When it come down to it, I hate to say it, man, but you still got to play the game, and the motherfuckers won.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. It all started with the Tuck rule, man.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, that started a fucking dynasty, dude. If anybody ever say the Patriots were not a dynasty, you just hate.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, they're a dynasty. They were the team of this generation. From 2001 until now?
Yeah.
So for a whole decade or more, they've been running the NFL. That's fucking ridiculous.
It's stupid.
Yeah. That's crazy, man, but if the Jacksonville Jaguars make it there, I might watch just to see if Blake Bortles wins. Because I ain't going to lie, if I was Blake Bortles, I would come out in a trash can. Like, I'd cut a trash can. Like, I'd cut some, like, some holes in a trash can to come out and be like, hey, ain't bad for a garbage-ass quarterback, huh? Yeah. If you're holding the trophy like a trash can. Hell yeah. You're talking straight cash money, nigga. Like, hell yeah. But he wouldn't be the first, like, white-ass quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
No, he wouldn't.
He would not be, dude. Like, Brad Johnson.
And Trent probably not Dilfer. The last.
Yeah, yeah. Who else was, like, whack? It was a whack quarterback that won a Super Bowl. That's not, that's like, just got lucky. Could have been Rex Grossman. Rex Grossman came close to winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he came close, but, you know.
That was Peyton's first Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, Peyton wasn't having that.
That would have been crazy.
Rex Grossman, nigga?
Yeah, yeah, because the game didn't start out well for him. I remember when I was it was when we was in college, man. I was coming to the Super Bowl party. I forgot who house it was. But as I was driving there, I heard, I forgot his name. Was it Devin Hester? Ran the kickoff. He ran the opening kickoff back, dude. And I was like, man, this is going to be a long-ass game.
Yep.
And I was screaming in my car, like, you ain't win no Ray Payton. You ain't win shit. But, yeah, I see it. So, we're going to come back to this next week and see who was right. I have Patriots, Eagles. ST has Jacksonville, Minnesota.
Okay.
So we'll definitely see what's going on. But ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
welcome to another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. We are a weekly podcast show that comes on every Wednesday. We feel like it. At 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can find us on your favorite podcast and services, which is YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, and Audio Mac. You can also follow us on your favorite social media sites, which is at Blank Canvas ECST on Twitter, yep. At Blank Canvas ECST on Instagram, excuse me, and at Blank Canvas ECST on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
And without further ado, let's get to the news.
Let's get it.
All right, ST, man, what's been going on, man?
Well, you know, first up, I saw this and I laughed out loud. As you know, as hard as I could, but you know, the 2008 Boston Celtics team that won the championship are going on vacation, and according to Rajon Rondo, he says that Ray Allen got invite to the vacation or whatever.
Oh, so word?
I'm wondering. I'm thinking, you know, like when they all get there together, you know, everybody, you know, amongst all the laughter and jokes and everything, I'm sure there's gonna be a point where, you know, somebody, either Kevin or Perk or you know, Paul.
you know it's gonna be Kevin, because yeah. Kevin Garnett, the real ass nigga.
Yeah.
So gonna be like,
what's up with that gay rumor, nigga?
Yeah, yeah, like you get your back blown out, Ray. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You get your back blown out from downtown. shit. You get your back blown in, nigga, what's going on, dude?
Because
that rumor was going hot for a while, and I guess he finally got the right money up. Shit that dude up, man. But it'll be awkward not to ask him.
Yeah,
the whole time, so everybody gonna be thinking it. If I was Ray Allen, I would not go.
Yeah.
Keep the hatred alive and going, dude. Like, if it weren't for this gay rumor to come out, then I probably would have gone. Like, man, let's go ahead and bury the hatchet, y'all. But
yeah.
With this?
Nigga, yeah.
Just think about it, if it was us, man. If it was us. If it was our boys, and it was a rumor. One of us will ask. It'll be me or you will ask that question. We were like, hey, man, so you getting your shit pushed in, my nigga? Like, what's going on? What's going on? Like, it wouldn't stop me from being his friend, but I want to know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I won't stop being his friend because of it. Who gives a shit? Like, life already hard, man. Don't make it hard on people.
Yeah.
But I still want to know. The people are like, why you want to know then? Because I'm nosy, motherfuckers.
It's like... Why you keep this secret from us?
Hell yeah, man. We're supposed to be boys. You know what I'm saying? You too scared? You think we're not accepting to have, you know, to have that talk where you don't think you can be accepted if you found out you were gay? Like, we won't give a shit. That's what people now, man. It's just a perception of just everybody around them in the media, just because if you are gay, people are like, I don't know what they'll think of me. Like, man, nobody got time for all that bullshit. Well, you know, come down to it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, people are just so scared now. And, you know, it's gotten to the point where, you know, everybody is so open now. Like, there's no point in hiding anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, Pimp C said, you know, be gay, be gay.
Yeah, you ain't no pimp, he's a fairy. Recipe to one of the realest niggas, man.
Yeah.
They gotta be one of the realest niggas I've ever heard on interviews for my life.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I remember I sent you, Speaking of Pimp C, I never get tired watching the interview about Pimp C and Bun B exposing, like, gay shit in hip-hop.
Yeah.
He was talking about, you got motherfuckers flipping and flopping, you got motherfuckers pitching and catching, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being with the boys. You know what I'm saying? like, man, we up here, you know what I'm saying? We ain't up in an orgy with nobody, because, you know, niggas being up in orgies, they ain't looking at the girls, they looking at your penis, nigga, trying to figure out how to get to it. You know what I'm saying? We with all that fuck shit, man. And I was like, no, I laughed so hard, man, I screen captured that shit and said the ST, man. That was one of the funniest interviews I ever heard. And then Bumby was just sitting there just like, yeah, man, yeah. Because, you know, he don't want to really steal nobody's toes. Man. Yeah, Pimp C will do it for him, man. And how he die again? How Pimp C die?
They say it was from complications of sipping lean, but...
No time, man.
We think them boys got to him.
Yeah. You don't call us out, nigga. No DMX, no. don't crush my soul, nigga. My soul. Like all the rumors come out. Like, let's just say the world's about to end, and like everybody in Hollywood, the hip hop industry just started releasing everything on the internet. And it's like showing like niggas getting plowed, and you thought it was straight. You like, no Jay-Z, no Memphis Bleak. Memphis Bleak.
I don't think anyone would really care if Memphis Bleak was, you know, if he was gay, but yeah.
Oh God. No, that should be crazy as hell, man. Like just everything was released, like asteroid coming to the earth. It's like, man, fuck it. We're gonna release all the secrets of humanity. Yeah. You'd be like, man, God damn, man. All people are allies, man. Just getting this shit pushed in. This should be funny as hell.
It would, though.
You stupid ST. This is a nigga, Memphis Bleak getting plastered. And I'm like, nigga, go to the next. Nobody can fuck about this nigga. Oh, shit. See niggas like Trick Daddy. You see niggas like that Birdman. They be like, nah.
Birdman might be on the other end of that junk though.
Yeah, he be the one giving it. Like, yeah. I ain't gay, Wardy. Pow.
I think the hood would be devastated if they found out Trick Daddy was like that though.
Besides Trick Daddy, who like what actor, rapper, or whoever, socialite? But people would just be shocked as hell to find out that he was like either getting, he was a catcher or a pitcher, just to make it to the top. Who would be the most? Who would shock me the most? It'd probably be DMX.
I guess if like after all these years he talked all that
rah rah shit, and he was like, I'd be like, God damn, D, that was my whole high school years right there.
Yeah.
Listen to that, nigga. Like, goddamn.
Yeah.
Who else? I'd be devastated. Who's like an extremely, like, always macho? Could it be the main niggas?
Yeah.
I couldn't think of nobody.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, it's so hard. It's so hard to,
you know what a crush female's heart is, dude?
Who?
Drake.
Yeah,
it'll crush hoes hard, nigga. Cause I saw this one video where this girl tried to holler at Drake at this Grammy party.
Yeah,
and he like brushed her off, and she was just like, "Oh my god!" And she was like, "That shit hurt her soul, nigga." Because he was DJing or whatever, so he didn't really have time to talk to her.
Yeah,
but she was trying to talk to him while he was DJing, and he was like, go on somewhere." And she was like turned around, all shocked and embarrassed. I'm like, you ain't got no double D titties on ass, bitch. Go on somewhere. You ain't got no shot with him.
Yeah,
you ain't got no body. You ain't got no body, sweetie. She like a twig. And I was just like, man, like, I wouldn't even smash that.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Even on, you know, on a bad day. You know what I mean? But yeah, dude. I don't know. If it came like the athletes, I wouldn't even know. I don't put nothing past anybody, so it really wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Really. You know who really surprised me though?
Who?
Cat Williams. After all that shit,
yeah.
They have a video of him like, "Okay, y'all, I finally give in to this." Like, who did I gotta suck? Like, no, Cat, you fought for so long.
No.
Like, you fought for so long, Cat.
Yeah, he did.
Hell yeah, that would be crazy, man.
Yeah,
speaking of comedians, man, if y'all haven't, y'all need to watch those two specials from Dave Chappelle, and the best out of the two was the last one to me. is the second one. The Birds Revelation, that's what it's called?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I think it's the Birds Revelations or whatever. And the crazy, the best part about it was the end of his act. Where at the beginning of his act, he was like, y'all want to know what happened to me? Why I went to Africa, yada, yada, yada. They're like, yeah! And it was like, ah, nigga, maybe I'll tell y'all at the end. Just maybe. And so, it was kind of crazy, but he used the analogy of like a pimp and a prostitute.
Yep.
And he came up with his book. It's called Pimp by Iceberg Slim. And if y'all know who Iceberg Slim is, just research him. He's like one of the biggest pimps of back in the day or whatever.
Yep.
But the whole analogy was, I want to tell the whole story, but it take too long. Y'all need to go listen, like, watch the Netflix special, because it's really, really good. But so, but pretty much, he was like, he asked people, like, there's this white lady in the audience, like, you know where the bottom bitch is? And she's like, no. And then, like, this one, like, Arabic dude next to her explained what the bottom bitch is. And he was like, what, you black nigga? Yeah. And so, everybody know what the bottom bitch is. It's pretty much, like, the pimp's, like, number one girl. You know, if you want to just, you know what I'm saying, just be pretty much playing with it. It's his number one girl. He keeps all the other hoes in line, yada, yada, yada. And then he also did another definition. Correct me if I'm wrong, ST. He said mileage was the other definition.
Yeah.
Yeah, a mileage. So he's like, do you know what a mileage on the bitch means? And it's like, no, it's like, that's how many, you know, that's how many pretty much men that she can fuck before she just loses it. And it's like a good bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can get 500 men on a good bitch or whatever. So he pretty much, you know, had the analogy where he was going around with the, you know what I'm saying? He was going with his bottom bitch, you know what I'm saying? She was getting to the point where she was at her limit. She was probably at like 498, you know what I'm saying? She was starting at the crazy time. I'm going to be in the circus, you know what I'm saying? See, I can juggle, nigga. I'm tired of you. I can juggle. You know, I can do all this other shit. I can do anything. He was like, wait a minute, maybe she could be in the circus or whatever. But he was like, man, okay, bitch, okay. I got one more trick for you. I'm going to let your ass go. She's like, I'm fine, man, because the show want to join the circus. All right, shut up, bitch. What I want you to do is take these pills and put it in the trick's drink. And that's it. That's all I want you to do. So that's it, daddy. That's it. Come tie to your ass. He was like, that's it. That's all I want you to do. And then he said, so the bitch goes, hops on a unicycle and goes across the street over to the house. And he was like, oh, that bitch is good. Yeah. And so he was like, man, he's like, after a while, the pit was like, man, it's taking her forever, you know what I'm saying, to get back. And so, then so she finally gets back. And he's like, oh, daddy, I did what I told you to do. And then, like, he was like, man, so where, like, I left a part out, my bad. He was like, once you like, put the pills in the drink, there's a briefcase under the bed, bring the briefcase back. All right. So, she comes back, she don't have the briefcase. Like, where's the briefcase at? He's talking about, well, he was looking funny, daddy. I don't know. And he was like, man, let me go over here and see this shit. So, they walk over to the room. It was room 7. They walk into the room, and the guy looks like he's dead. And Iceberg Slim was like, man, you know, he does look funny. You know what I'm saying? Let me make some phone calls or whatever. So a guy comes in, which is a doctor. He comes in, he checks the guy. He's like, man, if y'all don't know this, you know, but he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl was just like, oh, Lord, oh, we killed him. And then, like, Iceberg Slim was like, we, bitch, you killed him. You killed his ass. And so Iceberg Slim grabs the briefcase, gets him out of the briefcase, hands the money to the doctor, and the doctor walks out. And then she was like, what are we going to do? It's like, you did this shit. I'm trying to get us out of it. So just calm down, bitch. Calm down. Yeah. And so Iceberg Slim calls up two cleanup guys, and there's two guys with a carpet come up to the room, throw the carpet on the floor, put the guy in it, roll his ass up, and walk out, and he pays those two guys. And then they were just like, man, like, we just need to lay low for a while. What I want you to do is, you know, I'm saying, you go get the car. And you know what I'm saying? Then we're going to just figure this out together. And so the bitch, you know what I'm saying, she goes to get the car. Iceberg Slim gets the case, briefcase with the money in it, and walks out. And while he's in the car, she was like, oh, daddy, I'd do anything for you, daddy. I'm just so glad you got me out of the situation. She was like, no, bitch, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you're putting the onus on her. Said, you the one that did it. So, in the end, the bitch was about to get out, but he pretty much restarted her mileage by mind fucking her. And the thing was, that was a story of Dave Chappelle and Comedy Central. Yep. And Dave Chappelle was the bottom bitch, and Comedy Central was Iceberg Slim.
Yep.
So he was just like, man, he's like, capitalism motherfucker, isn't it? And that is a fucked up analogy for his career, dude. Like, he was just tired of doing it, and they found a way to rein his ass back in. He's a fucking great storyteller, dude.
Yeah,
so I did a horrible job, man. Y'all need to go back and watch it. So pretty much, the guy that came in and was a doctor was a butcher. He had on a white lab coat. And then the guys that took the guy out, and the guy was still alive, was just movers. Because the nigga just moved to an apartment that week. Yeah. So that's how he got over on the bottom bitch and got a chance to restart her mileage for 6 more months. He got 6 more months out of her when he wasn't going to get anything. Because like everything's going to fall apart. He's going to lose all his other hoes because she kept them in line. And she felt like she was indebted to him. So I guess Comedy Central had something on Dave to keep him there. Because how many seasons was Chappelle's show? Three?
Three, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess after that, that's that third season was that season where he broke and he wanted to get out. And they said, nah, nigga, you ain't going nowhere. But that's some deep shit, though, dude.
Yeah. Actually, it might have been... actually, it was two. It was two where he went after filming two. I think he filmed a little bit of three, and then like that's when he was like, "Yeah, I'm ready to ride out." So he left right in the middle of the season.
Yep.
That stuff is crazy though.
Yeah, it is crazy, dude. Like when I listened to it, I was just like, man, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And you could tell like part of his other like comedy set. Some people weren't feeling his shit because it was like some uncomfortable junk. Yeah. He was talking about like transgenders. He's like, he really get on transgenders. Yeah. And but the funny is like, one of his funniest jokes in the first special where he was talking about, man, usually I just write jokes and I just write a punchline and then I try to figure out how to get to that punchline. And what was it? What was the one he said?
He said the punchline was, so I kicked her in the pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, man, y'all need to watch it, man. Shit funny as hell, dude.
Yeah.
So pretty much how he got to that punchline was he was standing over with his friend. You want to tell the SD?
Nah, you go ahead.
Okay, so he was chilling with his friend. He had a white friend. He was like, man, so I wasn't poor enough to be with blacks, but I had just enough money to be with whites. But I was poor enough to be with whites, but not be with blacks. So he went to a white school or whatever. And he said he went up to his friend's house, and his friends is asking him, could he stay over? He was like, man, nah, man, you know, I can't stay over, man, because my mom said I gotta be home, you know what I'm saying, by the time the lights out, I gotta be home. He was like, man, I'm lying to Timmy, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't wanna eat, because they was like Timmy said they were having dinner. And he's like, man, I don't want, you know, white people cooking. You know what I'm saying? Nobody want that bullshit. I just lied to him. My mama ain't home. And then then Timmy's like, man, huh? Too bad. Too bad, you know. Too bad, Dave. You know, 'cause we have a stovetop. And he was like, stovetop, nigga? What? He was like, man, I want me some motherfucking stovetop. He's like, let me make a call real quick. And he was like, so he pretended to call his mom. And then he was like, you know what, John? This is great news, man. I'm going to be able to stay. He was like, well, splendid, Dave. You know what I'm saying? Let's go downstairs. Let's go ahead and make the table. And then we can get ready to eat. And so Dave's like, man, I don't want to make no fucking table. I just want that fucking stovetop. So I got a plan. I'm going to go ahead and go over to the bathroom. And I'm going to just wash my hands deliberately. I'm going to do it real slow. So by the time you place, you know, put the plates out, by the time I go down there, they had the prayer. You know, so I can go ahead and eat the stovetop. So, you know, like 10 minutes, like, roll by. And then finally, there was a knock on the door. And when he opened the door, it was like, and then like he had to make a joke. He was like, it was one of John's moms. Yeah. And it's like, Dave, I heard you're staying for dinner tonight. He was like, oh yes, I hope that's not a problem. You know, because I really want to try to, you know, I really want to eat some stovetop. And she was just like, well, we have an issue. We don't have enough stovetop. And then Dave said, that's when I kicked the woman in the pussy. Yeah. Yeah, dude, I thought that was funny as shit, dude. So yeah, those specials were really, really good. So y'all definitely check that shit out. If y'all ain't got Netflix yet, y'all know how to find it. But yep. What else you got in the news, ST?
Man, these recent stories about all these kids eating these Tide laundry pods.
These white kids.
Yeah. I don't understand why that's a challenge. I understand, like, you know, we do little activities and things and, you know, post it on social media for, you know, to challenge everybody else to take part in it. But yeah, things like this, like, why would you challenge? Like, why eat these things, man? Like, why? Come on, man.
I don't understand
it. Stupid stuff our kids are doing now.
No, I don't understand it, man. You know why? This is the age of attention whores, man.
Yeah.
This is the age of attention whore, man. It's getting to that point where, because I ain't gonna lie, when I first saw those Tide Pods, I went up and squeezed them. I'm like, oh, this is real squishy. And you know, people like, you know, messing with squishy things where, you know, you can squeeze it to a certain point and it won't pop. And it has that certain feeling to it. I ain't gonna lie, I like squeezing them or whatever, but I ain't gonna put this shit in my fucking mouth.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's just stupid. Like, I don't know. Our kids need help, man. This future generation, man. They need help because this is dumb. This is flat out dumb.
Yeah, it is, man. It's really getting to the point where if you're not getting likes or retweets, on internet, you're not relevant. It gets to that point for this generation, and it's sad.
Yeah,
it shouldn't take all of that for you to feel like you're here or you exist.
Yeah,
because you get a certain amount of retweets and likes, man. I ain't gonna lie. They said people get a thrill and a rush out of it. I truly believe it now.
Out of eating the Tide Pods?
No, out of getting recognition recognition on social media.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
Yeah, man, just seeing people. Just people, when they get retweets, like 100,000 retweets, 100,000 likes, they be like, man, follow my, you know, my SoundCloud. Yeah. Or, you know what I'm saying, go ahead, hit me up, or whatever. I don't understand it, man. What's happened to, you know, achieving something that's not, you know, artificial, dude? You know what I'm saying? Kim Kardashian era, man, just fucked everything up. And now, the media has come out, somebody is reporting the media saying that it's up to Apple to make a less addictive iPhone. Like, no, put the fucking phone down.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, man. Because at first they were like targeting towards kids. Like, kids, we need to find a more addictive-free smartphone for children to stop kids from always being on it. And I can understand that because that will stunt their growth as far as, like, learning.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Exponentially, man. Because you can be on the iPhone for, like, 30 minutes and realize, like, man, what the fuck is on here doing? Because there's so much to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, man. Especially with kids.
Pretty much lose everything, man.
Yeah, especially with kids, man. That makes this shit 10 times worse, man.
Yeah.
But it's up to an adult. You can't be like, adults, now adults need it. Like, try to find less addictive iPhones for adults. Like, you're a fucking adult, man. It's your fault. Go get some damn Adderall and pass me some. And,
I think one thing, too, is that, kids with, iPhones at like age 9.
That's too young.
Age seven, you got an iPhone. Like, why? Like, I don't understand that.
That's a good question.
What do you need a phone for?
What age they gonna be where you give them a smartphone? Because you're gonna give them a cell phone.
Yeah.
When they're a certain age, but what age you'll give them a smartphone?
Well, I mean,
15, 16.
In all honesty, more than likely, especially the way that, they're teaching kids now. I mean, they're going to be playing with iPads when they're,
in school.
Two or three already anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. A smartphone, they have to be at least a preteen or almost in high school. Cause that's just a lot of responsibility for a kid to have.
Yeah, but they don't see it that way because they ain't put their hard earned money on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but they are going to get like a... I don't even know, man, but because by that time, all phones going to be smartphones. You're not going to be able to find like a little brick Nokia where they can just make, they can just make calls on that bitch, man. So that first phone is going to be a smartphone anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's getting... And they already talk about having like a child's Facebook. I'm like, why the fuck are you gonna have a children's Facebook to have for predators to get on that bitch?
Yeah, that just sounds stupid.
You know, how easy is it for somebody to make a site talking about I'm Timmy Two Shoes and I'm 7?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm really a 42-year-old man.
Yep.
Trying to get your little boy or little girl in the bed.
Yeah, like Chris Hansen, like, sit down for me. I miss that show so much, man. How to Catch a Predator? I miss that show so much, dude. Cause it'd be so frank. Cause the dude would be coming in there. You remember the episode where the guy was like, I would bring peanut M&Ms?
Yeah.
And he was walking in with the M&Ms. And then, like, the dude came out there. He came out, cause you know, it's always in, like, the little kitchen or whatever. He's like, sit down for me. And he was like, what the fuck going on? Where the girl at or whatever? And it's like, and then when they get calls, like, oh no, I was going to just sit down and just talk with them. Well, I know you weren't. Yeah. You're about to eat some M&Ms and have sex with an underage kid, man.
These people are sick, man.
Yeah, yeah. Remember the time that they let this one man go and then they caught him again? Like, they caught him again the next week? Wow. Oh, man, that shit was funny as hell. And then the last one where it was an older man, meaning like a 13-year-old boy. On the beach, and this man was pretty much, he was wise because he literally, like, saw people come to, he saw the camera crew walking towards him, and he tried to run for it, dude. Wow. Yeah, man. I miss that show, and I miss Cheaters. I mean, when Cheaters, like, first came out, I miss that show, too.
Yeah, and I think it kind of went bad when the host got hurt, though.
Yeah, when he got stabbed and they were still filming. They're like, get this shit. He's like, oh.
Go to break.
Oh. And I was like, no, get it. Did he get stabbed on a boat or something?
No, I don't think it was a boat, but I think it was on land. Yeah. I think the guy told him, like, hey, back up.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, back up. Yo, I ain't gonna tell you no more. Back.
Oh, man, dude. Cheaters was that shit. And that was like the second host of Cheaters. They had them like fucked up box glasses.
Yeah.
He had like a punchable face. Yeah, he had a real punchable face, man. But those shows, man, those shows were had their times, dude. I love them shows.
Yeah, they were.
Hey, I don't know why How to Catch a Predator was taken down so quick.
Man, ain't no telling, dude.
They ran shit about the Netflix.
They probably wasn't getting nobody. You know, if so many people got caught, they probably was like, man, it was probably, you know, the Rape a Kid Coalition was probably like, man, we ain't finna chill out, niggas.
look for these keywords. You might be getting caught up in some shit.
Yeah.
Why are you joking? There probably is a coalition out there like that, man.
I would doubt it.
Hell yeah, when niggas just like, man, this is how you get kids and all the other shit, man. Like, this shit probably, this shit, people really out there like that, man.
It's no joke, man.
Sick fucks out here, dude. Hell yeah, man. That's a sick fucking community. But, man, you got anything else for the news?
Nah, man, that's it.
I know, but news, man. I got a special announcement to make at the end of the episode, so make sure y'all listen all the way to the end. Even ST don't know about this. All right, man, let's go ahead and get into the topic.
Let's get it.
All right, y'all. So, you know, ST gave me shit last week because we didn't have a topic. So, ST, go ahead and hit us with the topic. What we got this week, man? How we going to enrich our listeners this week?
All right, man. Well, you know, this week, we kind of wanted to, you know, hit y'all up with something special. You know, and if y'all pay attention, usually y'all hear me say, you know, this, you know, phrase a lot, and you know that phrase is, you know, let's be honest. I don't know if we're gonna do it again next week, but I know there's gonna be three parts. You know, we got a little small sub series called Let's Be Honest, and basically in today's episode, man, we just help people be honest with themselves. You know, as EC likes to say, you know, look in the mirror and, you know, find out who you really are. So, you know, this week, you know, we're going to teach everybody how to self-assess. And basically, if you don't know what that means, it means to sit down and, you know, look at yourself objectively and you know, come up with, you know, problems, like see if you can solve some of the problems that you have within yourself. So to do that, you know, of course, you have to wonder if you've ever had that feeling in the back of your mind that maybe you aren't being truthful with yourself. So, you know, maybe you're deceiving yourself into believing that, you know, your career or your relationship is great when it may not be. Or maybe you beat yourself up over your finances, or, you know, either way, you know, being honest with yourself is a great opportunity to build life skills, raise above challenges, and gain self-acceptance, you know, and basically you can improve your authenticity. You know, we talk a lot about people who, you know, walk around and, you know, act like everything is all gravy.
You're lying.
Yeah. Behind closed doors, you know, yep. They crying and, you know, you know, wanting their life to end.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's like, honest, though, man. Keep it real, ST.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, so when we talk about self-assessment, of course, you know, there is, you know, a few things that you have to do. But first, you have to prepare to self-assess. You know, first, you got to get into the right mindset. You know, you got to be open to doing a self-assessment. So, if you aren't ready to keep it real with yourself, then don't even think about this.
Yeah, so like, number one, put the pipe down. And number two, listen. Listen.
Yeah.
Go ahead, ST.
Be open to doing the self-assessment. You know, it's pretty much, it could be used as a problem-solving tool. You know, you should approach it without shame or blame, because let's face it, you're doing this with yourself. So, you know, you don't have to have nobody else with you. You don't have to be brutally honest with yourself. You know, it's just something that, you know, you can do, and you don't ever have to tell anybody else about this. You know, it's a chance for you to be honest and gentle. So like we said a couple weeks ago, you know, don't talk bad about yourself. You know, don't, I guess.
Yeah, don't shoot yourself. Yeah, don't shoot yourself now, like, man.
Yeah.
Like, ST, like, yeah, I'll pick it up from here. Like, man, don't always just sit up and be like, man, I ain't shit. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be another day, man. Another day of fuck shit about to happen. I wake up and be like, man, hey, man, I'm going to get my dick sucked today. You know what I'm saying? Like, just anything is spectacular to have with you today. You know what I'm saying? I can find $100 a day. Just, like, put positive affirmations into your life instead of just putting negative shit in your life, because, like, negative shit is going to always be around. Like, speaking stuff into existence is real. Because I ain't going to lie, man, other than shady shit that, like, Diddy does, like, you got to kind of respect him on, like, the outer surface, on, like, the stuff he puts up on social media, where he's like, I'm the greatest, like, nobody's going to be greater than me. You can use that as motivation for yourself, even if you don't internalize it at first.
Yeah.
After a while, it will become a part of you. And as long as it don't come to the point where it's just arrogant and obnoxious, then it's completely fine. There's nothing wrong with believing in yourself and being arrogant. There's nothing wrong with that shit, man. And if somebody else tell you that junk, man, they have a poor self-esteem. They're insecure about something in their lives. So don't listen to them, man. Another thing, like, I'll let ST get back to it. Another thing, like J. Cole says, man, if they don't know your dreams, and they can't shoot them down, nigga.
Yeah.
They can't shoot that shit down. They keep some things to yourself.
Yeah.
You can't tell even your loved ones. I hate to say it, but even your loved ones, you can't tell them how you truly, like, what you want to do with your life, dude.
Oh, no.
Keep it to yourself. No. Put forth action. Because if you come and say, like, hey, man, I'm about to start my own barbershop stripper club business, man. And then, like, the shit don't get done. It's like, what happens to your business? And then that shit, you know what I'm saying? That shit make you hit the blunt harder. And then it's going to make you less productive, man. So keep the shit to yourself. Put your head down and grind. All right, get back to it, ST.
You know, basically when you're doing this, like, you know, you think of yourself as a friend. providing advice to yourself. You know, this will keep, you know, this will keep you from being too rough on yourself. Number two, identify an area for self-evaluation. You don't need to evaluate every aspect of your life in order to start being honest with yourself. You know, think about things that, you know, cause you discomfort and, you know, can be changed. You know, choices for focus include goals, career, money, family, spirituality, and love. You could also examine how you spend your time. For example, who do you spend your time with? What is the quality of the time you spend with your time with others? You know, you could look at choices you make about yourself. For example, what are your goals? Your exercise, eating, drinking, or work habits. You could look at your performance and in a role you fulfill, such as a worker, a parent, a child, a partner, et cetera. Evaluate your goals and progress towards them.
Yeah, that's what all life's about, man. Life's about growing and not being stagnant. Like, seriously, man. Like, I'm going to keep it real with you, man. My life has been stagnant these past, you know, couple of years because of, you know, last year. If y'all go back to the archives, you see, like, a huge gap from, like, May until, you know, a certain time. Because, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker was on the deathbed. So, like, my whole last year I lost. And while I was literally, like, laying in bed every day, sick, because I didn't think I was going to make it. I was, like, I'm going to keep real with y'all. I was like, man, like, there's so many other things I wanted to do and get done that I didn't. And I just wish I had more time. You're going to wish you had more time when you think or you know your time is up.
Yep.
So say, fuck that shit and go get it. Because you never know when it could be your last day. And you could be like, man, this is something I wanted to achieve. I didn't achieve it. Or you're going to wake up, you're going to be 60 years old and be like, man, damn, I knew shit with my life, man. But, you know, be on Instagram, look at hoes, you know what I'm saying, and not do shit. I mean, it's going to catch up with you, man. So even if, like we said last week, like Will Smith said, man, go out there and seek failure. What's wrong with failing, man? What's wrong with failing? And if people, like, man, even if, like, your goal is to go talk, if your goal is to get a dime and, like, 10 dimes shut you down, you not know the one around the corner, you know what I'm saying? She's a dime and she got a long-ass tongue. And you know what I'm saying? She can suck you out and lick your balls at the same time. And if you would quit, you wouldn't get your dick sucked and your balls licked at the same time. See, you're missing out. So keep pushing so you get your dick sucked. All right, Steve.
Number three. It is kind of funny. Be courageous.
Oh, good. Don't ever give up, man. Don't ever give up. No. Oh, God. All right. Be courageous.
A good place to start is with issues you do feel comfortable approaching, then working your way up to the issues you feel uncomfortable with. As you gain confidence in your ability to be honest with yourself, continue to challenge yourself by approaching topics you feel less comfortable addressing. Be careful not to pick and choose what you assess based on how comfortable you feel about that topic. If you avoid things that make you uncomfortable, you may be avoiding the most important issues of all.
That's really good, man, because with that self-assessment and seeing how far you can push your boundaries, you never know. You might surprise yourself and be like, hey, man, I didn't know I could actually do this and get this far.
Yeah.
And then some people know where, okay, this is my wall. And, you know, some people will bitch out and be like, all right, cool, I'm done. Or some people are like, okay, I want to burst through this ceiling.
Yeah.
So always push yourself to the limit each day, man. Push yourself to the limit each day, every day that you can. It's something small. Another good tip, as far as if you have bad time management, but you want to get stuff done in a day, you not enough time in a day, what you need to do is, what I do is I have a clock on my iPhone, and I dedicate an hour, 15 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever I'm doing. So if I'm reading, I set my time for like 30 minutes, and I read my first book, and then I set my time for another 30 minutes, I read my other book. So because my goal has always been, ever since, you know what I'm saying, the past like 5 or 6 years, have been like, man, I'm trying to read a book a month. We try to at least eat, like, read 12 books a year, at least. You know what I'm saying? I fucked up last year because I was just laying up, you know, swiping on OkCupid and Tinder. Talking about, man, if I was healthy, this is who I'd be fucking. But I wasted my time last year. I could have been reading last year, but I was just too sick to really do anything, so I fucked it off. But use that time. So let's say, hey, I want to learn how to write. I want to learn how to draw, but I don't have that much time. Put your timer on. Take a deep breath. Put pen to pad, and then once you turn the timer on, don't fucking move for anything, and finish it. Unless, you know, it's a home invasion or whatever. Then, you know what I'm saying, do what you gotta do. But yeah, man, like, just do that, man. That's what actually helped me get through a lot of things. And, man, turn the fucking TV off.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, like, man, you gotta turn TV off, man, at some point. That TV can suck your whole day up, dude.
Yeah, man, it's hard, dude.
Yeah, it's hard, man. It really can.
Yeah, it's really hard. I can attest to that firsthand, man.
I ain't gonna lie either, because it's some shit I do watch. I do watch a lot of stuff, so it is kind of hard, because you know, working full time, and then you want to kind of unwind.
Yeah, exactly.
And then by the time you unwind, you watch a couple of shows, you be like, man, I gotta go to sleep.
Yeah.
Or I gotta go to work.
Yeah.
So you gotta get to the point where you sacrifice all your days off. You gotta use those days to the fullest. So if you want to like jack off your days that you work, and utilize your days that you're off, your whole day that you're off, you gotta spend it towards bettering yourself. And if you're not gonna do it, man, you're not gonna get anywhere, man. You'll just end up being like another person, man. Be another person in the crowd.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna end up hating yourself and be like, man, I had more promise, man. I had a future, and you don't have shit. But looking back and be like, man, I ain't do nothing with my life, man. I'm telling you. Try to achieve something, man, before your time is up.
Yeah. And last thing, you actually, you know, pretty much said it. Set some time aside for yourself. Get up earlier or later than your family, or find a quiet space where you can sit and think. Some people think better while doing some other simple tasks, you know, like laundry or, you know, something like that, or walking. You know, find out what works for you.
Yeah, so just try to, like, if you're, I don't know, but people that have, like, if you can't sit down too long, or if your mind's always running like a mile a minute, man, you might need to look up meditating.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people is like, oh, man, that shit don't work, man. Like, meditating clears your mind of a lot of bullshit, and it reduces stress and your blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, think of doing meditating. And also staying out the fried chicken and getting, you know, drinking some waters every now and then. But I think meditation is key, dude. Meditation is key. That'll get your mind focused. So even before you start doing anything, set some time aside. Set aside 5 minutes of meditating. And then you can download an app. There's so many free apps online for meditating. That you can download. They have, like, you know, in-app, like, free purchases or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just don't purchase that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just let them get the ad revenue. Let me see. What's a good one? I'm typing into my phone right now. You can get Calm. Oh, this is the one that I download. It's called Headspace. Download Headspace. With Headspace, it actually has music for your meditation. It also has like a mindful coach of the day. And it has a timer for your meditation. Just put your headphones on, take some deep breaths, man, and freaking escape from this world. Cause you know, so you're getting bombarded, man, constantly, every single day with ads saying you're ugly, saying you're out of shape, saying you're not successful.
Yeah,
you know, after that shit eats you a fuck. That shit eats you alive, man. And I don't want it to get to y'all, man. Just know that you are important. You have a future. You need to go out here and get it, man. And stop having the mindset of an employee. You have the mindset of a boss. You know what I'm saying? Talking like Rick Ross right now. You know. Ugh. But for real, though, have the mindset of a boss, man. Just say, like, what do I have to do to get out of my situation so I can run my own shit, so I can have my own money? Because I'm going to tell you like it is, man. I just saw this statistic, and this shit was scary to me, man. They say half of Americans don't make over $30,000 a year, dude.
Mm.
That's half of Americans. You can't.
That ain't nothing.
That ain't shit. You can't buy no new Jordans. You can't buy no off-whites. And, you know, it still have an apartment. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Yeah. Oh, man, this country is jacked up, man. So we got to start thinking. Got to start thinking ahead, people, man. It's time.
Yeah.
Let us be the future, man. Let us lead the way. Let us be the trendsetters, man. To this new future.
Yeah.
And if, you know what I'm saying, if pop become legal, you know what I'm saying, I cannot condone it, but if it does become legal in your state, try to, like, on the side business, start a weed business. Because it's going to be a $15 billion industry.
Jeez.
And if we don't get our hands on this shit, we fucked up. Because we fucked up with the beauty industry not majority owning that. The hair, the weave, and all the other bullshit.
Yeah.
That should be our shit.
Yeah.
But we didn't. 100%. Let's not pass up the weed business. I don't even smoke ST either. But you know what I'm saying? If it became legal in our states, we'd be all up in that shit. We'll find somebody to smoke weed and know what's good or bad and learn how to grow that shit. Because it won't even take long to learn how to grow it. You know what I'm saying? If it became legal in my state, I'll learn how to do that shit in a heartbeat. Trying to make money, man. You ain't got to even have a majority owned. You ain't got to be like the highest, like one of the highest dudes in town. You can be one of the small fries. You still make $100,000 a month.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, start thinking outside the box. Start educating yourself financially, man. Start looking up books on how to learn about how money works.
Yeah.
And that's half, you know, you're halfway there. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
That's all you got, ST?
That's it, man. That's
all right, y'all. This is the special announcement I have at the end of the episode. The Blank Canvas podcast is coming out with apparel, y'all. So, ST will be designing a shirt, and EC will be designing a shirt, and we're going to design a shirt together, and we're going to put it up on our website, and we'll come up with the details later on, and the t-shirts will be up in the middle or the end of February. So look forward to it, guys. It's time. It's fine. We're finally here, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get this shit done. Trying to get this shit popping.
Yeah. Because we, you know, we had been saying at the end of every episode that, you know.
Like a year. We got something coming down the pipe. And I was like, we ain't got nothing that's too much to talk about. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker playing my hand. You know what I'm saying? Sure. So we got to get shit going, man. Got to get shit popping. So ST didn't even know I was going to make this announcement, man. So it's time. Like, see? It's time. Just do it.
Yeah.
Stop putting shit in the planning phase. Like, I'm going to do this. And then go to Pornhub and touch yourself and then go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, get out there and take action. And then, you know what I'm saying? If we fail, fine. But at least we tried.
Yeah.
And you can't say we didn't try.
And that's the most important thing,
man. That's the most important part, just trying, man.
You know, a lot of people don't even want to do that.
Don't even want to get to that point. That's what I'm saying. So commend us for that. And, you know, look out for it and, you know, buy it. Thank you. Go ahead and take us on home, ST.
All right, y'all. Once again, we appreciate y'all for letting us into your earbuds, into your cars, into your homes, into your jobs. We thank y'all so much for letting y'all give us that, you know, that weekly wisdom, that heat every week, you know, like we do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, remember to hit us up on all our social media, like and subscribe. We need them subs. You know, as EC said before, we got apparel now. So pretty soon we're going to have that up and running. Y'all can buy shirts. Y'all can represent the Blank Canvas podcast. You know, y'all can represent ECST. You know, and look fly doing it. Also, remember that ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, y'all must be the light. So be the light. Great episode, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Like always. You know what I'm saying? Last week.
Yeah.
Y'all loved last week, man. We got a lot of rotations on last week. But, you know, ST didn't like it. But, you know. I loved it, but it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just fucking around. But man, we coming this year, man. 2017 was a wash, man, for me. So I'm coming hard, man. I'm coming hard like a straight nigga out of prison. You know what I'm saying? Didn't get touched on the whole time. And you're out here trying to get it. And that's how we come out of it. That's how we coming out.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Literally. All right, ST, go ahead and send us on home.
All right, man. That's it. We hope y'all enjoyed the episode. Sorry we late. But you know, sometimes, you know, things just happen. Yeah. Episode number 75. We're gonna holler at y'all next time.
We love y'all, man. Peace.
Yeah, we love y'all.
Thank you for listening to Black Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no.